This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. Senator Tammy Baldwin made her first statement about the situation since speculation about Biden's future began.
He also promised to be a bridge to the next generation. And we're seeing that transpire in real time before our very eyes.
Baldwin at a campaign rally yesterday in Stoughton. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden will be remembered by history as one of our nation's greatest presidents. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says for years, Democrats have hidden the truth behind Joe Biden's condition. They were more focused on holding on to power than solving the problems our nation faces. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin tomorrow. It'll be one of her first public appearances since rising to the top of the Democratic Party ticket yesterday. Harris's office isn't saying if the latest developments mean changes for tomorrow's visit to Milwaukee. A campaign aide tells the Journal Sentinel there are no changes planned yet. June was rainy enough to get nearly all of Wisconsin out of the drought. The Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most places got at least 6 inches of rain, which is well above normal. While the drought may be over, there's been a lot of flooding and storm damage throughout Wisconsin this summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. I'll let you guess what our top story is today. Joe Biden's decision to step down a few months before the presidential election is historic, and officials and lawmakers in Madison are praising him for it. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway said the city has benefited greatly from Biden's leadership. State Senator Melissa Agard, who's also running for Dane County Executive, says his investments in infrastructure will benefit Wisconsin for generations to come. Wisconsin Democrats are throwing their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris as she becomes the heir apparent to the Democratic nomination for president. Madison Congressional Representative Mark Pocan.
Fortunately, we have an extremely well-qualified vice president who's ready to be president and will likely be the leading contender.
Before the announcement, Harris was scheduled to visit Milwaukee tomorrow in support of the Biden-Harris ticket. That visit is still on the books, one of her very first since Biden left the race. It's her fifth trip to Wisconsin this year, but it'll be one of her first events since Biden left the race. And you may not know, Kamala Harris spent part of her childhood here in Madison. She spent a few years on the West Side when her parents were scholars at UW. Their house was on a bluff above Lake Mendota in the Spring Harbor neighborhood. Funnily enough, a young grad student lived here in the capital city around that same time who also grew up to be vice president. Different parties, though. That was Dick Cheney. We have a whole lot more information and reaction at mad.radio. You'll also find our conversations with analysts and our hosts. Flight delays and cancellations continued through the weekend because of that massive technology outage. It's all because of an update pushed by cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Turns out lots of companies and industries rely on that software. At least 30% of flights yesterday were delayed by 2 to 3 hours. Arrivals and departures seem to be getting back on track today from the Dane County Regional Airport. However, that could change at any moment. And a UW-Madison research center went up in flames. Thick black smoke could be seen from a ways away Friday night. People who were driving home on the Beltline could see it over on Mineral Point Road as the UW-Madison Agricultural Research Station burned. UW-Madison officials say the fire destroyed a shed, a barn, and some farm implements. No one was hurt, including animals. Madison firefighters don't yet know what caused it. Researchers at the facility tend to focus on plant breeding, but they also do feed and manure management for UW-Madison animals. Controversy at Ahwahnee business, a group of men from the South went in to get something to eat after the Republican National Convention. They were wearing loud shirts with anti-LGBTQ and anti-abortion messages. The owner refused to serve them. Now that group of men claims they were discriminated against for their religious beliefs. While the right to religious freedom free of discrimination is guaranteed to us in the Constitution, the law says a business owner can deny service to someone based on their views. And often, religious beliefs and political views overlap, so that just starts to get messy. That group of men is now considering filing a lawsuit. And work begins today on state highways in Sauk County. Contractors will be repaving state highways 23 and 33 between Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Governor Tony Evers allocated $4.6 million for that project. For the first phase, state highway 23 will be closed. That starts today. The whole project should be done in October. And today begins EAA Air Venture. People from 92 countries will be in Oshkosh this week. Dick Nepinski, director of communications, says it makes Oshkosh famous.
If you go around the world and talk to a pilot and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. Either they've been there or they know somebody who's been there or they want to get there.
More than 500,000 people are expected to attend.
The Brewers sweep the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning both games in Minnesota over the weekend, 8-4 Saturday night, in a game that went 12 innings. Yesterday, they went back and forth with the Twins. Rhys Hoskins at the plate, top of the eighth, tied at 5 apiece. The call on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone, a home run for Rhys Hoskins. And Milwaukee regains the advantage here late at Target Field.
The Brewers went on to win 8-7. Manager Pat Murphy.
This was a relentless victory, you know, relentless on the road. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and a really good team across the way.
Tonight, the crew opens a three-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. NFL, the Packers' first training camp practice is today, followed by the annual shareholders meeting. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a three-year extension worth $64 million. He'll earn $29 million this season. The team's still working on a deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for shows to catch up on, here are some very bingeable episodics that all just received Emmy nominations. In the Outstanding Drama category are The Crown, Fallout, The Gilded Age, The Morning Show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Shogun, Slow Horses, and Three Body Problem. In the Best Comedy category, there weren't many surprises. Nominees are Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Hacks, Only Murders in the Building, Palm Royale, Reservation Dogs, and What We Do in the Shadows. Actors nominated in various categories include Martin Short, Bill Hader, Jeremy Allen White, and Bob Odenkirk. The Best Actress category includes Christina Applegate, Natasha Lyonne, Riley Keough, and Jenna Ortega. And in the Outstanding Talk Series category, the nominees are The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, The Daily Show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. They're all winners. The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. His final acting role was Professor Proton, which he played on The Big Bang Theory and on Young Sheldon, and the cast remembered him fondly. Kaley Cuoco called it a dream to work with Newhart and to witness his genius, calling Newhart classy, kind, and generous. Mayim Bialik says she grew up watching Bob Newhart, and working with him was a dream come true. It's one thing to not wear deodorant, and another thing to admit to the world that you don't, such is the case with Kate Hudson, who says she goes au naturel, just like her pal Matthew McConaughey. This is really convenient on a movie set when you're not really sure which one of you stinks, and you can blame each other when the crew starts keeling over from the stench. For what it's worth, giving up deodorant is the perfect way to lose a guy in 10 days. If there is a major corporation against birth control, it is probably Netflix. The company continues to add potential viewers by the millions, having just added another 8 million viewers in the most recent earnings quarter. Yahoo News reports the streamer now has 277 million plus subscribers. Netflix reported revenue of $9.56 billion last year, which is way up from the previous year. Even though you're adding subscribers by the millions, don't let that stop you from jacking up the rates. Sometimes there's a reunion of people that is much anticipated, and then there's a reunion like the one between Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, who are teaming up for another future forgettable reality show. The duo combined their talents to shop on camera on The Simple Life over 20 years ago, which was successful until the Kardashians hit the scene. Hilton and Richie's new show will be a reboot of the original, where every week they received a script that read, "Try to look sexy, judge others, and contribute nothing to society." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the north switching to the west here by later this afternoon. Partly cloudy and calm tonight, 64 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and a high tomorrow right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.